This is a podcast from policyreview.tv.
What we've done and what we're trying to do is we're trying to blend social enterprise and the organisation as a community interest company with mutualism. And we're also a Pathfinder Mutual for the Cabinet Office and Francis Maude's department. A little bit of background about me is that up until December 2010, there on the 31st, I was a strategic director of adult social care and health at Blackburn with Darwin, local authority up in the north. And along with two others from the authority and two or three others from other authorities, we've come out and set up Salveri. That wasn't the original plan. The original plan was to come out with some staff from Blackburn with Darwin. And we had got involved in a very big procurement exercise to achieve that. But decisions were taken in the council after some political changes that decided they didn't wish to go down that route just at the end. And myself and a few others had to make a kind of career decision, which we made, to proceed and to try and create this vision. And that's what we've gone and done. So what's the idea? What is Salveri all about? Well, it's about innovating at pace within the personalisation agenda. And the personalisation agenda is an agenda within the social care and health scene that is set to transform the relationship between the people who purchase care and the people who give that care. And the local authorities in the state are going to move slightly to one side in that whole relationship to allow the citizen to become much more the commissioner of the care that they get. A bit like what happens for anyone who has more than £22,000 worth of assets. They effectively are, just like in buying a television, you effectively are the commissioner of what happens around you because you don't get very much state help once you've got more than £22,000, £23,000 in social care. So we want to, through personalisation, put everybody in the same position where they have much greater control. And we have come up with the idea, not quite motorising a skateboard, but the idea of support assistance. And this word is different from personal assistance merely for two reasons. One is that the vast majority of the public still think a personal assistant types. And secondly, a personal assistant is becoming quasi-defined in guidance, if not legislation eventually, as someone who is employed by a citizen full-time to meet their care needs. Whereas people need support across a much broader range of activities, from practical tasks around the home to themselves, a companionship accompanying, through to care, through to probably more complex kinds of interventions. And therefore the term support assistance is what we're coming up with, so that that describes people who would be on that continuum and who also might be able to multitask across that continuum for an individual in a very bespoke way. We're also going to encourage people to work with us who might be independent, a bit like you might call in a plumber to provide you with that kind of task. You might be able to call in people that would help you around the home. Or we will employ people to help in that way, much in the same way that you would imagine home care and extensions of home care, but in quite a different way, because it would be in this bespoke one-to-one way. And it also opens up the opportunity for, within that description, volunteering to occur as well. And that's the area in which we're going to play. And what we hope we do by doing so is to put into the market something that's uniquely different, that's available for everyone. Anyone in this room can have it. And it challenges two paradigms both in the NHS and in local government. The two paradigms are that in the NHS, for you to get more and more services, you actually have to be more and more sick. And in local government, we still hearken back to the early 19th century, to the principles of the poor law and the principles of less eligibility, which mean that the only way you get help is to remain poor. So what we're saying is actually these barriers are not there. If you are enabled either by the state or your own wealth to purchase what's here, you can have it. And of course that in a way is a barrier, and by being a not-for-profit mutual and social enterprise, we hope to make that access as cost-effective as is humanly possible. So, a bit about us then. The trouble with presentations is that you start to repeat yourself, so I'll try not to do that. Okay, so not-for-profit Pathfinder Mutual. The idea, an extension of what I was also saying, is that the emphasis is to focus on people's capabilities. So even though we're going to be dealing with people who are at a position in life where something has probably gone wrong and you're incapacitated in some way, the way in which to move forward is to accent on what you can do. And also we're looking at connecting people to other people so that you also make more of what happens. And so the opportunities to build teams around you and to work with your local communities will all be possible. It's barrierless in terms of age, and we're very keen to work with families, and also we're very keen to work with local authorities and with NHS to make things happen, and we'll work 24/7. And I've said the other bit as well. So here are some things that we're focusing on at the moment. The personalisation agenda has taken off quite well, particularly around learning disability, and is taking off reasonably well around mental health. But around older people, it's an agenda which is still really very fledgling. And you can imagine why. If you're in your mid-80s and you've had the fall or your long-term conditions become a little bit more incapacitating in terms of its being chronic or an acute episode's occurred, and you come back out to the community and somebody says to you, well, here's a personal budget and you can actually be an employer and you can employ somebody to actually work with you and you can be in control. You can imagine... Well, I think I can imagine what many 85-year-olds are kind of saying, like, you know, I just can't be faffed with all of that. Why would I want to be an employer when I've never been that in my life before? And so we're trying to look at providing a solution here which allows families and individuals, if they want to go as far as that, to do it, but also not to do it and to go as far along the continuum as they're comfortable doing. Training will be a feature of what happens around Salvary to either help that happen and to help people provide the care. We will support you if you do want to be an employer, and we'll also have conversations with local authority to say, well, how big do you want to make your support, your self-directed services teams go inside local authorities to grow this market, because it's quite expensive for you to do. Do you want us to be in partnership with you, or do you want us to do anything that we can for you? The other bit is about sending a message about assurance. The personalisation agenda is growing in some parts of the country in a way where it's being very unregulated and people are developing concerns about what people are doing with their money and whether they're placing themselves at too much risk. So everybody that's involved with us will get police cleared and appropriate training and their references checked and, you know, who they are vetted, etc. We're also very keen to work in co-production, and our first place where we're having an arrangement of working is Stockport, where they've asked us to do some experimentation, which is great, and they've put money on the table, which helps enormously us move forward. I've explained a bit about no barriers. One of the things that we're emphasising is the use of technology to keep costs down. So if you don't take me wrong on what I'm going to say next and keep it in the good humour it's intended, we're trying to develop technology which is a bit of a cross between an eBay, a dating site, and some care in the home. Let's start with the dating site bit. People have developed some really good technology which allows people to see who would be able to provide them with some support. Here's Stephen. He's in his early 20s. he likes walking dogs. NVQ2 qualified, etc., etc., etc. And beside that, Salvary says, yes, he is who he says he is. We've taken two of his references. He's CRB cleared. He has got a good track record. And he wasn't arrested for anything dodgy, ever. Yeah, or something to that effect. And you're then in a position to see that. Now, the trouble is, if we go back to the analogy of the 85-year-old or someone like that, the chances of people feeling comfortable looking at a website and making these decisions and, you know, is that going to happen, is few and far between. And that's where we come in with the fact that I've been a director of social services and we've got people working for us that have done care and know how to do it, is that we will actually work with people sat beside the computer saying, look, you can make these choices. Or families can decide that, actually, we're quite competent at that. Yeah, we can do that with mum. Yeah, we're okay to do that. You can go as far as you want. Or you can pick up the telephone. Yeah. Or you can do it the traditional way. We'll come and see you and sit down with you. But the technology idea is then that you start to get such a rich customization in what can happen. So instead of building a team which is then fixed, you know, every Monday somebody comes and sometimes I don't know who they are that they're coming, you can plan ahead and have people coming that you know coming because you've picked them. And you can also maybe put things to one side and decide, well, actually, given my condition, I would like to go to the baths this afternoon let's have a look and see who's free, and let's pick them. And if you're that type of person and you want to do that, then the technology allows that to happen. And the way in which we're recruiting people will allow that to happen, because they'll put their availability onto the technology about when they want to work. And did you know, well, we think anyway, around about 10 million people in the country can't work a straight 37-hour week. Well, that's probably not a surprise. And whether the 10 million's right or not, it's neither here nor there, is it really? Lots of people can't work a straight week. But you can elect to work with Salvieri as much or as little as you want. And if you're free on a Friday, and that's all that you're free. We've had a 76-year-old guy in Stockport come forward and saying he wants to help people in his street. I don't know how we're going to do all the vetting and checking at 76. I'm sure we'll manage it. But he's maybe only going to be free an afternoon a week or two, unless he's a tour de force, which he might well be. Technology is going to be really important. We've also had some user-led organisations come our way, sort of saying, well, look, we're really small and we're really into something particularly niche. Can we join in with you? And of course you can. And we can promote you through that if your values are pretty close to us, et cetera, et cetera. Building up lots and lots of different ways of doing things. Another feature of what we're going to try and do is about offering the back office to both these smaller organisations, to individuals that might want to be employers, and to others who might want to be self-employed and offer support in all of what we're doing. The language is changing. Instead of it just being about care, it's about support in its broadest sense. I bet you can all think of people in your family that could have done and can do with a little bit of support from time to time. So what's in the mutual then? We've set up as a CIC, and so the governance is CIC style at this particular point in time, and the values are all there, and the emphasis on not-for-profit. But of course we do have to say, and this is a nervy time for us, we started in March, end of March. It's very, very early days. We've put a lot of this in place, but not enough people have paid us money yet. So we're at this really, really awkward point that will the dream that I'm selling you be something that the public really do respond to, and that by the end of the summer we see the green shoots of that? Because if we don't see those green shoots, and they really aren't there at all, then we're into a lot of the discussions that we've all just had a little while ago earlier in the day about whether or not we can stick it or not. So being commercial and excellent in commercial is really important. Everyone who supports and everyone who is supported, what's that mean? Well, what it means is that our vision is that everyone who's either a direct employee offering the fully managed solutions, an associate being independent and being called off like a plumber, employed by somebody else but providing care, and anyone who's getting any support, member of the public, you, can all elect to be a member of Salvieri and to co-own it. So it's going beyond employee ownership to actually all of us actually owning it, both the people that get the service as well as the people that give the service. And we hope as well that as we go forward, we'll be able to offer an umbrella to other organisations and other solutions. And there's one authority, we hope, beginning to talk to us about, could you give us a hand with how we might set up social enterprise in terms of social care stuff? And we won't be so arrogant being so young to say, of course we can help you set up social enterprise, because we're not those experts. But we'll certainly talk to them and talk back with Julie and talk with other people about how, and I'm sure they'll be making their own inquiries as well. But the fact they've come to us is really fascinating. Some of the things that we'll do, you get an awful lot of assessment and looking at whenever you're in local authority land and whenever you're below that £22,000. But whenever you're in the ordinary world beyond that, people are just keen to take your money off you. What we want to offer is more or less the same kind of standards, that we would encourage people not to spend their money in an inappropriate way, and that we will offer ways in which they can make good sense of their money but also make good sense of their current condition. The big emphasis is that you get to choose. And the two broad themes are that you can do all of the employment if you want and we'll help you. We can do that at the two ends of the extreme. We'll also put people into local areas. Those people will come from those local areas to try and help all of that glue together. And we'll have everybody working with us using our technology, using PDAs, and being mobile, as opposed to being in lots of offices and keeping our overheads down. So we're making a huge investment in ICT. And these are some of the people that we're chatting to at the moment. We're calling the technology that we're putting together SalusNet. That's just good marketing, folks. It's nice to brand it as something, but it's a website and it's using technology that goes with it. We've teamed up with a vibrant Manchester design company called AsOne. And when you look at our website, salvieri.co.uk, you'll see the kind of quality feel we're trying to give. It's trying not to look like a care site. It's trying not to look like a disabled site. And that's no disrespect to anybody with disabilities or anything like that. It's about us trying to emphasise a very big emphasis on quality that speaks to a much broader population. We'll obviously take care of people with disabilities using it as well. We were working with two other companies, or one slivers of time, and the other by virtue of the fact that we're working with Stockport, who are developing technologies that help with this scheduling and help with making care and support visible. Both Slivers of Time and Quick Heart, their technology will be in behind us. And then some of the other things that we're, as a care organisation, doing that maybe others don't is we're going to emphasise quite heavily on media and marketing. And then the final thing is that we're going to be very transparent about costs, because we think this is important in this kind of work. So the kind of thing that we're going to do is just be exceptionally upfront about what it costs across the country. And I was going to start out with a bit of a joke, but I ran into it too quickly, really. I was going to tell you about a haircut. I'll do that in a minute. Okay. And what price a haircut? You'll notice that I'm very fond of the coiffure. So the costs, then, are £10.50 an hour for the basic stuff, if you call it that. We don't want to say basic stuff, because those things are important. £12 for another suite of activity, which you may or may not recognise, and £14.50 for things that are a little bit more complex, like reablement and complex needs and stuff like that. Now, in the private sector market, what local authorities do know and don't know, and I can speak with some authority in this, having been a strategic director for a long time, is that we know very well what the private sector contracts with us to do. We know very well what we say we will pay for a price per hour's care. We have absolutely no idea, really, what people are charged who have over £22,000. And what difference, what things happen in the private sector there to ordinary citizens. And so what we want to do as a social enterprise is to say, that's the price for everyone. Okay? And of course that might change a bit, you know. And also we're going to go further and say, well, if you engage us at £10.50 and you press the button and you want Stephen at £10.50, you will also see on the site that actually Stephen will get paid £6.50 for coming and seeing you. And this is what will cost for his national insurance. This is what we're putting on for his pension. This is what we're putting on for the technology that's helping you. This is what we're putting on for the back office. And this is the 47 pence that's going towards Salvieri, which is your mutual, going forward. And those things might change a bit as time goes forward. But the principle is that we want to be challenged. Because, yes, of course, if we get massive volumes and are a national employer and national organisation, we should bring those costs down and improve those wages. But we welcome that debate. In fact, we welcome that debate and relish that debate. Because what's the price of a haircut? I'll come back to that in a minute. I knew the joke would get in at some point. OK, a little bit very quickly about us then as a finish. Here's me, with no better haircut, as chief executive. On keyboards, we have Rosemary Ramirez, who's looking after our commercial development. She came out of Blackburn with me and has quite a bit of experience around procurement and contracts and all that kind of stuff. On drums, Alan, who's Director of Resources in ICT. He's come out of Cheshire Way with lots of experience of the IT and some of finance and stuff like that. Louise, then, on backing vocals, is our operations manager, and she's got residential home care experience, and she set up reablement for us in Blackburn. So this is kind of like the core team of some of the people that have come with us. We're also working with a few other authorities right now. If you're quick, there's their emails. Don't know why you'd want to email the other ones, they're not here. Oh yeah, all for the price of a haircut. I love coming to London, and every time I come, I try and do something interesting, and this time it was a haircut. And you guys down south don't have to pay a lot of money for what goes on down here, don't you? And I went in, and as you can see, I've not had a complicated haircut. So I said as I was going in, well, what price are you going to charge me for this haircut? £15? £15, I said. You know, I get it for £6.50 in Blackburn, for crying out loud. Anyway, it got down to £10.50. Amazing. But of course, it brought in a very serious emotion to me that in this country, when we send somebody to look after your mother or your father and do some of the most intimate things to you, we reckon we're cheaper than most, charging £10.50, and everybody's only paying them £6.50. And this is a really important debate that I think needs to come out in this country about what's the price of care and what's it really all about. Not to go into the profits and the da-di-da-di-da, but where the heck's it going? Anyway, I'll leave you with that, because I get all emotional about these things. And you can follow us on Twitter for the future to see what we're doing. Thank you very much. I'm sorry if I've rambled.